I think it's our job to try to make sure that we maintain a little bit of calmness here. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on right now, and I know that we're 0-2, but the fact of the matter is we just have to play better collectively. You know, and it comes down to playing better and executing better on the field. It comes down to not turning the ball over, not having penalties, negative runs, and so forth and so on. So, you know, we just have to play better. And as a captain, you know, we push each other, we push these guys each and every day, and I think we've got great leadership on this team. I mean, I'm upbeat. There's no doubt about it. And you can see that through, you know, you can ask anybody in this locker room how I am throughout the course of the week. I'm upbeat. And, you know, throughout the course of the game, you'll see me walking up and down the sideline talking to those guys. You know, when you come off the sideline and things don't always go right, or you have to punt or whatever that case might be, you're not going to be the rah-rah guy and saying, trying to cheer them on. They know what's going on. We're all professionals here. So, really, for me, it's about getting focused for the next series, telling these guys we've got to go one play at a time and move on.
Just what are some of the things that a team leader can do that help snap a team out of a funk?
I think get back to work more than anything. I mean, you can do all the get-together stuff, and we've done some of that, and that's good. That's all well and good, but it's, you know, nothing changes. You know, you got to believe in what you're doing. You got to believe in the work you're doing, and you got to believe in how you're doing it. And, you know, it's easy at times like this to panic or to say, oh, let's do something different, or let's try this, or let's do that. But I think as leaders, you got to put your nose down and get back to the grind.
Man, as you look at what's gone wrong, is there one area, one thing that you pinpoint you can work on in practice? Are there multiple things that have happened that are just a general, we've got to be better than that?
Well, I think it's throughout the course of the game. You know, we'll have flashes of being brilliant and really good at times, and then there'll be the let-ups, and that's the one thing that we can't have is it's really the negative plays, whether it's a penalty or whether it's an incomplete pass or me missing a throw or anything like that. We just got to stay out of that situation. And the other glaring thing is turnovers. Again, we've had six now in two games, five really if you count the one last game at the Hail Mary. But, I mean, it's still, that's a lot of turnovers, and we've got to do a better job of protecting the ball.
Our communication on defense is not as good right now. We're trying to get it better, and we will get it better. Coach Fennell is adamant about that, and we got to play at a higher level. You know, we're NFL players that have to be on the same page. This game is hard. Offenses are very hard. But at some time, we got to put our foot down, and we got to stop them from scoring. We're letting people score way too many points.
This is a group that has largely been together, so are you a little bit surprised that maybe it's not quite come together yet?
You know what? I'm never surprised in this league when things happen. But it is a sense of urgency to get this thing going this week. You don't want to catch yourself, get down in the hole too far, because it's going to be hard to, you know, come out of this.
You look at us and think, man, both are looking to change a few things. I don't think either of us are in a situation where we're a team. We are not scrapping the whole deal. There's just a few things that we need to do better, and I mentioned those. And when we do those things, we're going to give ourselves a lot better chance to win and put ourselves in a situation to make plays.
You know, I feel like we've played hard, and you know, there's the one thing I've been impressed is it'd be pretty easy to quit on the road in this league. It's pretty easy to kind of say, you know, we didn't have our thing this game, and I've seen four other guys up there with me keep fighting, you know, and I've been impressed with that. I've been impressed with the way these guys handle these situations. Everybody, you know, just playing to the end, trying not to worry about the scoreboard. That's kind of a coach lingo, kind of a psychology lingo. Don't worry about the scoreboard, just keep playing. But guys have been doing it, and I've been impressed by that, and that's what you have to do. And whether you're in a 27-27 game or unfortunately you're getting thumped, or fortunately you're thumping somebody else, you got to go play. You got to go play, and you got to play each play like it's the last. You got to go up to the line of scrimmage with the intent of winning that play, and I think we've done a good job of it. And to your point, you know, communication's been good on the line. I don't think we've been letting guys scot-free. You know, I don't think we say, oh, we should have had that guy, and he drilled Castle. So in front of that, now, do we need to play better? Yeah, absolutely. But as far as the communication and the camaraderie on the offensive line, I think it's been pretty good.
What's another way of saying you got to get this done? I mean, you don't want to say must.
Well, I think that's the term people use just because it makes sense. You don't want to go out there and start off a season 0-3. We're going out there. I guess our attitude, we don't use those terms, I guess, around here. We just go out there and say we must go out and execute. We got to go play on Sunday. And we got to go execute. We have to play hard, have 11 guys to the ball on defense, communicate well, cover kicks well, move the ball offensively, and then what happens. I don't think using the terms must win is, I don't know. Yeah. Say what you want. It is what it is. But, you know, we just need to go play football.
Is this team's back against the wall, or is it too early to say that?
I think you're back against the wall every week in NFL. You know, everyone wants to say it's a must-win. It's a must-win every week. It was a must-win the last 2 weeks. It's going to be a must-win this week, and it's going to be whether we win or lose this week, or it's going to be a must-win next week. It doesn't change in this league. It's you can ride this roller coaster. We go down to New Orleans and get a win, and you guys are going to be telling us, you know, one more win, and you're in first place. You know, that's the nature of this league. That's the way it goes. I believe every week's, you know, a must-win. If it's not a must-win, let me know. I won't show up that week. You know, that's the way I look at it. So, you know, whether it's a must-win, you know, however you want to label it, we got a chance to win a ball game, and I want to win it.